And you know, I love doing it because for one thing, I have a passion for the topic, but one of the reasons why is because I just see people's lives change because of hormone replacement, and testosterone is an important part of that, whether it be men or women.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Everyone, Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here with Sean Needham. Sean and his wife, Janet, also a pharmacist, own Moses Lake Professional Pharmacy, which is a specialized compounding pharmacy created customized solutions to health problems that drug companies cannot solve. The pharmacy educates and empowers patients to take charge of their own health and has done so for over 20 years. That's impressive. To do this, the pharmacy does not bill any insurance so they can offer better pricing and services to the individual client. I love this. All pharmacies should do this. So welcome back, Sean. I am so happy to have you on again. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being here. So today we are talking about the importance of testosterone in women. And I have a hormone expert on today. Sean knows all of the ins and outs, especially with being a compounding pharmacist. There are so many different ways to treat different conditions in both men and women. But my main question is, you know, we all think testosterone, and what do you think? Men, right? Well, so what does testosterone do in women? Why is it important that women have testosterone in their bodies?
Well, that's a great question. And I got to be honest with you. It's something I address all the time with pharmacists and doctors, and the importance of why I need to get out there and educate people about it. Because testosterone does the same thing in women as it does in men. And women have testosterone just like men do, just not as much as men do. So what are some of the things that testosterone does? It helps increase libido. We know that. But what are some of the chronic conditions that it can help prevent? One of the most debilitating diseases for women and men is osteoporosis, right? So what's your favorite go-to drug for osteoporosis, Courtney?
I don't have a favorite go-to drug. I say that Fosamax is terrible. There is no good drug, but I always like to, you know, replenish with calcium, you know, as a supplement, you know, me with supplements. So I think the drugs out there are very dangerous and scary. And, you know, when, you know, I think we talked about this on another one of our podcasts, how dangerous it can be with bone fractures when people are actually taking medications like Fosamax.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. They're, you know, when you look at what causes osteoporosis, it's not a lack of Fosamax.
No. Nope.
It's a lack of hormones. Yes. Now, I'm not saying calcium and vitamin D aren't important. They are very important, but I have a challenge, an ongoing challenge. If anybody can find a better bone building drug than testosterone, I want to see it. I mean, testosterone is an anabolic hormone. It helps to build muscle mass and helps to build bone. Why do men get osteoporosis? Not from lack of estrogen or lack of progesterone. They get it from lack of testosterone. Same thing with women. So there is not a better bone building drug than testosterone. And I believe we do a disservice to women that have osteoporosis. And when I see, you know, women all hunched over, there's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. We in the healthcare profession have done a disservice. So that's one of the things, testosterone. It can help prevent osteoporosis. There's not, in my opinion, there's not a better drug than testosterone to prevent osteoporosis or treat osteoporosis. It'll actually reverse it because it will build new bone and it'll build new dynamic bone. Unlike Fosamax that builds brittle bone, testosterone builds, you know, new dynamic bone, because the bones are a dynamic organ. So
that's amazing, because that was going to actually be my next question. You know, we see people that are, you know, like you said, these women that are hunched over, can it be reversible if they were to start using testosterone products? Would they be able to reverse some of that? I mean, I know people are very at advanced stages depending on who they are, but could it possibly reverse it?
Well, like you said, it depends on the advanced stage. I mean, if somebody's hunched over, you know, to a tremendous amount, I don't know how much it could reverse it. That's why it's important to test hormones early and treat early. to prevent those kind of problems. So that's one of the things that Janet and I do all day long is, you know, educate patients and educate providers on the importance of hormonal placement to prevent those kind of problems.
And this makes me super excited because, and we'll have to, you know, talk even after the show on what specifics you think I should do. Like, I have different lab companies that I work with and we do a lot of hormone testing, but maybe trying to bring awareness to my clients and say, okay, we're testing, we're looking at like your cortisone levels. Okay, we're looking at your cortisol. Where are you at? You know, where are your hormones at for X, Y, Z? But let's talk about, you know, what we can do to prevent. A lot of my clients are women that are in the age range of 35 to 55, 60, and I'm doing a disservice to them by not promoting them, you know, getting tested, getting their levels of testosterone checked. So in that case, if they were to come back and we were to run this test, is this something where they would need to go to a compound pharmacy, say to your compound pharmacy, where they would get a script for it?
Well, that might be the first start. It does take a prescription. So, you know, you need to work with a prescriber that is specifically trained on hormones. So one thing that we do as a compound pharmacy is we find out where a patient is located, and then we refer them to a specific individual that can prescribe hormones and is educated on it, not just, you know, their regular primary care doctor, because that's usually not the best person, because you've got to know what labs to check. And you got to know how to interpret those labs. It's not just about being normal. It's about being optimal and ordering the right labs and knowing when those labs were taken and the timing of the labs based on the hormone replacement and so on. So it's, you know, one of the things that we do is we refer them to a specific provider that can prescribe hormones for them.
That's awesome. And I know we work, the pharmacy that I work at, we are a compounding pharmacy as well. And there are certain doctors. I know a lot of the doctors, we're kind of suburbia outside of Philadelphia, but a lot of the doctors that we recommend patients go see that are experts in the area and that do write for the scripts for compounding are actually a little bit of a hike in Philly, but a lot of the customer, like a lot of our customers at the pharmacy will actually go see those doctors, you know, the ones that are the specialists, because there's a handful of them that are the ones that we see scripts for all the time come into the pharmacy.
Exactly. So what are some other things that testosterone can help for? So Courtney, when you said you have a lot of 35, 45 year old women that come to your practice, and are any of them depressed?
Yes, depression, anxiety across the board, fatigue, lack of sleep, all of these things, all kind of tied into one big bundle, right?
So all of a sudden when they're in their 30s, you know, late 30s, early 40s, and they might be having some cycling type issues and they get depressed. I mean, do they lack an antidepressant? Do they lack Prozac? No, a lot of times they lack hormones. And testosterone is very important for mood. It is a mood elevating hormone. There is no doubt about it. Patients can feel better after being on it a few days even. Testosterone is amazing when it comes to that. So, you know, instead of thinking of, you know, prescribing a drug for an ailment like osteoporosis or like depression, you know, let's fix the problem. That's just a symptom of decreased testosterone and other hormones also, but we're talking testosterone today. But, you know, testosterone can help to get rid of a lot of patients' antidepressants, get their hormones balanced, and they can get rid of those antidepressants. Testosterone is wonderful for that.
That's awesome. And what about like, so depression, and I guess it all goes hand in hand with sleep and with even exercise endurance. Some people are just so fatigued where they feel like where they're working out and they can't lose weight. Is it something that affects, can testosterone affect a lack of testosterone affect weight loss the inability to lose weight? A lot of people are stuck with that. I have that, you know, 10, 15 pounds around my midsection that I just can't lose. And I'm working out every day and I'm eating healthy and I'm doing all the right things, but
that's a great question. And testosterone does help. It helps to maintain lean body mass. We know that for a fact. But it all helps. Also, when you see somebody that has low testosterone, you can just start picturing it, whether it be men or women, and they just have that weight gain around the middle. And that is due to a lot of times a lack of testosterone. Testosterone helps to burn fat. It helps to maintain lean body mass. Now, I am not saying that, you know, you go on testosterone and, you know, it's the magic weight loss tool, because weight loss is, you know, multifactorial, and diet and exercise are very, very important. And hormones are just a piece of that puzzle. But absolutely, testosterone helps to maintain lean body mass and it helps to burn fat. So testosterone is very important when it comes to that. What else? What about? I know you're not a big believer in statins, are you?
No, I don't like them. Okay. I'm like, not at all. They make me angry, actually. I think that they're so overprescribed and there's so many side effects. I see it every day in the pharmacy. And it's my big thing where, you know, to supplement with the CoQ10. And, you know, you see people that are suffering with, you know, they're suffering with the muscle aches and pains, but then there's the people that are taking it that are just blindly saying, no, I'm fine. It doesn't affect me at all. But they're like just doing such a disservice to their body, to their heart health,
right.
You know? So, you know, again, it always comes back. I love when you say, are they lacking in statins? Is their body statin deficient? You know?
Right. Well, let's talk about what they are lacking. So typically those patients, now it is starting out younger that you see patients in their 20s and 30s being on statins. Now, one of the reasons might be is also because they do have lower hormone levels, specifically testosterone. But we do know this. Typically, what we would see is mid 40s, early 50s male, and this goes with females too. Comes in, they've never had high cholesterol. They all of a sudden have high cholesterol. Well, like you say, they don't lack a statin. Well, testosterone helps to normalize cholesterol, so it will lower total cholesterol, and you know. That's an important factor to get somebody off of statin that could cause, you know, rhabdomyolysis, muscle pain, liver failure. You know, they're not exactly really, really good side effect profile drugs. High cholesterol is just, again, it's a symptom of low testosterone. Let's fix the problem,
absolutely,
not just treat the symptom. So cardiovascular. So not just it lower cholesterol, but it helps for cardiovascular function. And, you know, I could quote studies, and I don't necessarily know them off the top of my head. I've done a podcast with an expert, Neil Rosier, who can quote those studies on cardiovascular function. But let's just be rational about it. If testosterone caused heart attacks, which in males, there was an association with testosterone, giving testosterone and it causing heart attacks. Well, let's be rational about it, Courtney. When do people have heart attacks? They don't have heart attacks in their 20s when their testosterone is the highest. So testosterone does not cause heart attacks. In fact, it's cardioprotective. And most people that have heart attacks have low testosterone. So if you want to have you know, good cardiovascular function, then you know your testosterone will be optimized.
I feel like this is all so important right now. Like I'm learning so much as I'm thinking of not only my pharmacy patients, but just the patients that I work with in my functional medicine practice. And, you know, when we do panels of different things and they want to do different workups for things, and, you know, they come to me with, hey, they're doing all of these things, but they're still not feeling good. They've been to the doctor, they've had the labs done, but they're still not feeling good. You know, this is a big deal. This is something that's like you just said, the education is lacking. It's undereducated. It's a lack of education, and people kind of need to understand what's happening in their body. And a lot of people aren't proactive, and they need that person that comes to them and says, okay, well, did you check your levels? Did we look at your hormone levels? Did we look at your testosterone levels? Because the doctor just threw you on three different medications and now you're having side effects from those medications and you still don't feel good. You know, I see it every day. I see it in the pharmacy more and more. I just get angry in the pharmacy when I'm like filling up the baskets of drugs and sending them down. And I'm like, oh, stop it. You know, right, I just want to intervene and be like, okay, but did the doctor do any of this? Because usually they don't. And it's maddening. So I love what you're doing, where you're actually, you know, getting that education out there, that even this podcast is serving as education for people that, you know, get your testosterone levels, get your hormone levels checked, you know, before just starting a medication blindly, that's going to make you feel not so great and maybe not even fix a problem that you don't have. You're just being put on it because of, you know, the guidelines of, okay, you're at this age and you have, you know, high blood pressure, or you're a diabetic because you were just put on metformin, better put you on that statin too, because that's what we do. It's just, it's maddening. And looking at that root cause is just, it's so important.
Yeah, for sure. And let's talk about some other things, you know, just some other typical problems that we see in healthcare, and there's different solutions for them, but it could be lack of testosterone. So one of the things is vaginal atrophy, atrophic vaginitis, you know, dry vagina. I know typically we do at least most urologists, most gynecologists, most traditional doctors, they do understand the importance of estrogen cream for that. But let's think about what atrophic vaginitis is, atrophy, right? Is there a better hormone for atrophy than testosterone? We already talked about it with osteoporosis, atrophy bones. There is not a better drug. It is an anabolic hormone. Testosterone is an anabolic hormone. So there's not a better drug, in my opinion, for atrophic vaginitis than testosterone. And I've seen hundreds of women, their lives have been changed and their marriages have been changed because of going on topical vaginal testosterone.
I think that's awesome. I know that we do. I'm in the pharmacy that I'm at. We have like our retail section and our compounding section. Actually, they moved out to meet guidelines. They needed to expand the lab. So I don't see as many of the scripts that come back. You know, I've filled in there before in compounding, but I'm not there every day. But I know when it comes down to it, we do a decent amount of testosterone, but I think we do mostly estrogen based creams and that sort of thing. But I know
And that's us too. Because it's pretty hard to, it's a little bit more difficult to educate the traditional doctor. If they're not hormone specialists, it's kind of hard to get them to believe in testosterone for women. So my first step is just to educate them, okay, estrogen vaginal cream, we can both come to terms that's important, right? And then hopefully after we kind of educate the doctor and he gets to know us or she gets to know us and we build a relationship, then the discussion can go into testosterone, the importance of testosterone for women. Because, you know, even it's better than it was 20 years ago when I first started this 20 plus years ago. But 20 plus years ago, I mean, your traditional gynecologist, they did not believe in testosterone for women at all. Now, at least most of them will say, sure, women, you know, make testosterone, just not as much as men, but that doesn't mean we should replace it. So, and that's something that's a hurdle we need to get over. Because it's very important for the reasons we just discussed.
It is. And I see it a lot too. You know, even with, you know, me with CBD, it's funny when it starts to transition. I know that when I first started to say to somebody, hey, this could help you with XYZ problem you're having, well, let me ask my doctor. I'm like, well, your doctor's probably not going to know too much.
Right. About
it. But it's funny over the past 5 years, how now people will come in and say, oh, my doctor recommended that I come see you in the pharmacy to, right. You know, where now, like you said, it's they're a little bit more open-minded maybe to say, oh, well, that makes sense. Or if you educate them and have a conversation or a class and say, hey, this is why, you know, this is why we're doing it. This is why I recommend, this is what I'm seeing with my patients. Then maybe perhaps they become more open-minded. And then one by one, they start to look at that in their patients and it becomes a thing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It just takes time, you know, and, you know, I love doing it because for one thing, I have a passion for the topic, but one of the reasons why is because I just see people's lives change because of hormone replacement. And testosterone is an important part of that, whether it be men or women. So let's talk about some of the dosage forms, how testosterone is absorbed. So it's not necessarily absorbed super well if you swallow it. So like in a capsule or a tablet. Now, there are some, it is absorbed somewhat. And so there are some providers we work with that will prescribe it in a capsule and the women will swallow it. Now it's not absorbed very well. So you have to use a higher dose in an oral capsule. And that's one of the reasons that doesn't work in men, because you would need just way, way, way too high a dose. It just would not work. You need either a big, huge capsule or like 20 of them. So it wouldn't work. And it'd be super, super expensive because you got such a high dose. But it is absorbed sublingually. So under the tongue, you can take a tablet and dissolve it under the tongue, absorb buccally, sublingually. It's absorbed that way. One of the disadvantages of testosterone is it's got a short half-life. So it's only got a half-life of like 2 to 4 hours. So if you do it under the tongue, then in theory, you know, you should probably take it 2 to 3 times a day to get a level effect. And there is a commercially available product for men out there that's sublingual. And that's what they recommend. You take it 3 times a day. Well, you know, being a pharmacist, Courtney, or a patient yourself, 3 times a day is almost impossible.
Exactly.
Yeah. So our normal go-to is vaginal testosterone. And kind of for like what we discussed earlier, you get local effects, but it's also absorbed systemically great. you know, it's a mucous membrane. It bypasses a first pass effect. So you get great absorption and it works locally for that atrophic vaginitis symptom. Wow. So I love vaginal testosterone. Also, another thing is that the skin can act as a depot, so to speak, and it will slowly absorb over time, unlike sublingual is like all right now. So the skin, it'll slowly absorb over time and, you know, it's not lasting all day long. So that's another reason why I like vaginal testosterone.
That's awesome. Is there any kind of transdermal products that you use, or how would men use it?
Men, I recommend the same thing for men. And I recommend that they apply it underneath the scrotal area. Okay. There again, it's a thin skinned area, great blood flow, less risk of transfer to somebody else than if it's on their upper arm and chest. We're actually the only pharmacy in the nation I know of that's ever done a study of the absorption of their testosterone over time. So we did a study where we took blood tests 1 hour post application, well, time zero right before, 1 hour post, 2 hours post, 6 hours post, 12 and 24. We didn't report on 12 and 24, but the nice thing is it showed a flatline curve. There was no high peaks. Our skin is created wonderfully to prevent poisons from being absorbed, literally. And so when something is on our skin, whether it be testosterone or what have you, our skin is meant to protect us and it's created wonderfully to do that. So it does not let too much testosterone absorb too quickly. The beauty of that is you don't get those high peaks like you do when you do injections. Even if you do a low dose injection twice a week, you still get a high peak. And that testosterone can aromatize into estradiol through aromatase. And then you can get gynecomastia, which is symptoms of too much estrogen in a man. So with transdermal for men, our studies show that it's a pretty flat line curve up to like 12 hours. I would really like to do a study on vaginal absorption of testosterone. We haven't done that yet, but my guess is it's going to be similar. You're probably going to get a little bit higher peak and it's going to absorb a little bit faster because it's a mucous membrane. Depending on if you apply it internally or externally, is probably going to be the case there. So that's it on the absorption of testosterone and the best delivery, the best methods of delivery. So
when you're using testosterone products, whether it be topically, internally, what is happening to your other hormones? Like, does it throw any of your other hormones off balance? If you're taking whatever way you're using testosterone products, does it affect your other hormones in your body?
Well, yeah, it sure does. I just mentioned that it can aromatize into estradiol. Okay. So in higher doses, it can turn into estradiol. Obviously, for women, that's not bad. And for most men, it's not that bad. Now, topically, you just don't see that because you don't get those high peaks. So even in men, you don't see high estradiol levels like you would if they're doing injection because you're not getting those high peaks. So, yeah, and that's why it's important. It's not just about testosterone, Courtney. It's about hormone imbalance in general. So that's why it's important for women or men to go to a prescriber, provider that knows about hormones in general, because you don't just replace your testosterone and you're fine. For men, it's almost that simple, but it's not, because DHEA is usually also low. So they also need DHEA, which DHEA is made in the adrenal glands in response to stress, and it can help us respond to stress. And it can also convert into testosterone into higher doses. But DHEA is also very important for men and women. Usually if they have low testosterone, they also have low DHEA. But women, you know, if they have low testosterone, they're probably going to have low estradiol. They're probably going to have, you know, low progesterone, and there's symptoms that go along with that. So it's very important to have overall balance of hormones and not just sex hormones. Let's talk about thyroid also. So low thyroid symptoms mimic low testosterone symptoms, decreased energy, depression, decreased libido, difficulty losing weight. Those are all symptoms of low testosterone and low thyroid. So it's important to have your thyroid optimized also, not just your testosterone. That's why it's important to go to a provider that knows about hormones in general, not just estrogen or just testosterone, which most of them, if they know about testosterone for women, they'll know about the other hormones also.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I do tests a lot on my patients where I do like a hair mineral analysis, and we look at the minerals and where they could be throwing off either their sex hormones, their thyroid hormones, their adrenal function. So we look at kind of all of it and the ratios of different minerals, but it just poses a question of, you know, are people clinical when they present? Because a lot of times people will come and their ratio of hormones of minerals that affect that are kind of in direct correlation to their thyroid function are completely out of whack, and they're symptomatic of having a thyroid problem when their minerals are imbalanced, but they've been to the doctor and all of their lab work's fine and they don't have a thyroid condition. So to me, it's kind of wild that like we can look at nutrition and we can look at supplementation, but now it poses the question of, hey, do we take this further to do some hormone testing and look to see, is there something else off that's causing, if you are symptomatic and these levels are off, could it be more than just a mineral imbalance? Could you have a hormonal imbalance as well?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good point. I mean, you know, without appropriate amount of selenium or iodine, our thyroid won't be optimal. So, you know, it's important to have those nutrients. You know, it all goes in balance. You just, you know, that's why it's important. The functional medicine thing that you and I have talked about over and over again, it's not just, you know, traditional allopathic medicine is just treat one symptom, but functional medicine, what's the cause? Okay, you have low thyroid, but why is your thyroid low? Well, your thyroid is low because you're lacking selenium, or, you know, your cortisol is too high, or, you know, that's why your thyroid's not optimal. So let's fix those problems.
Exactly. And that's what I look at when I do these tests with people. It's kind of like, just because this test said that perhaps you're coming in as looking like you have something wrong with your thyroid, I'm not telling you to go run to your doctor and go get on a prescription for a Synthroid. Let's look at the cause of what's happening and let's fix it there. You know, let's supplement, let's fix your nutrition up a little bit if you're lacking in something, or you're eating too much or too little of something, or, you know, how much are the levels or ratios off where we can actually supplement with something or balance or kind of almost use another mineral to offset another mineral, because it's all about balance. Like you just said, it's really about if there's two different minerals and your ratio is off, that can make you appear clinically, you know, as having hypothyroidism. But is that really the case when you look at your thyroid levels and your thyroid levels are fine? So it's very interesting.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that's why we have very smart people like yourself taking care of those things.
Right back at you. Well, thank you as always. This was so educational for me, and I know as well for our listeners. And I know that I will take this and move on with my clients to have their levels checked, or to recommend that they have their levels checked. And I hope that everybody listening, if you are suffering from any of the things that we talked about, that you go to a specialist and have your levels checked and look into, you know, just feeling optimal. So thank you.
I love it.
I know, me too. Thank you so much for being on today, Sean, and for all of your awesome information. As always, it was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick, and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.